How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Once again, your song of the day from 1984. The Heat is on by Glenn Frey. 464-5685. 1 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Is that Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes. As someone on YouTube, someone says that.
Is that right?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop.
Dave says, great song from the movie Beverly Hills Cop.
Is that
on
right?
YouTube. Yep.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was attached to a movie at all.
Absolutely.
Huh. It has a place in this world. It's cheesy.
Very. Wait, did you like the saxophone at least? We play the sax.
I kind of always liked the song.
I wouldn't classify it as like a Clarence Clemens
No,
moment.
But it's great though. Come on.
I don't think Clarence Clemens heard that and goes, whoa.
I need to tell you that.
How do you nail that one? Yeah, I don't know about that.
So it's Glenn Frey.
It is.
Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey had a few hits.
He did.
That was one of them. I've always liked it. I mean, I don't know that I would. I don't know. It doesn't bowl me over, you know. It's just kind of a cheesy little ditty.
You don't shut it down, though.
No, I wouldn't shut it down. I might talk during it to someone. I wouldn't say, hey, shut up. I want to listen to Heat is on.
This is my song. Part's coming.
This is my song.
Hey. Right. Yeah.
Hey, can we just have a moment of silence while we
It's not a walk-up song by any stretch. During the movie, I kind of like the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, during the movie.
It's pretty good. I can give it a 7.
Okay.
We'll 7.0. Yep. And I always like Glenn Frey. Glenn Frey's good. I mean, I think he sang a lot of those great Eagles songs. Like, Tequila Sunrise is him, I'm pretty sure. I better not go that route. I don't know who it was. But anyway.
7 flat.
7 flat. 7-0. 7-0.
4-9. Pretty cheesy.
How much did the saxophone help, though?
I liked it. The saxophone.
Did that get a 0.9?
And I may not change it, but I'm like, sip. I'd talk through it. Wouldn't really care. No. And then if someone said, hey, listen, they're going to have to eliminate one song a day from the earth. But they said, looks like Glenn Frey, Heat is on's up for today to get to vote on. I'm like, going, yeah, let it go. I'm okay if I never hear it again. There's no chance I'd ever be like, oh man, I'd like to hear that one more time.
It gets in your head. That's what it really did back in the day.
Earworm.
I remember in the movie, I remember it also feels like it should be in advertising. Like the heat is on.
It
should be a jingle.
Probably is.
It's a jingle. It's more
for a heating system.
It's a jingle is what it is. I think Ben was happy. 7-2.
8.0 from
that?
Ben.
8.0. Cheesy. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Likes the happy, cheesy stuff.
Yeah, he does. Makes sense.
He was dancing.
What do we got from the text?
Well, let's go to YouTube first.
The tube.
Troy, 7.6. Chris, 7.2. We have BWD, 5 on that one. Justin, 8.56. Brandon, 5.5. Bob in Illinois, the 7.7.
Okay.
Nelson, Montana, 7.9.
Nails.
Bolt. 5.888 on that one.
Nice bolt.
To the text line, we have Kodiak Bear, 4.4. Mike and Dalton, a 9. Hook Bear, 2!
I gave it a 2.
Thank you, Bird. We're the same people.
Yeah, you are.
We are.
Your 4.9 is about a 2 for Bird.
It is. That's about right in there.
Bill and Bennett, 7.85. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado says 3.8. And someone says that is the opening, the Beverly Hills Cop. Yes, yeah. 8.
Wow.
We had some specifics there. Dave says the opening scene with the truck crashing through Detroit with Eddie Murphy in the back with the cigarettes falling out of Beverly Hills Cop.
I don't remember the scene, Rob, but if I saw it, it would all come back to me very quickly. But
I did not see the movie.
The movie was really good.
I also have not seen Beverly Hills Cop.
It's very good.
So maybe someday. And Kurt in Northern Kentucky, 8.8. Jennifer, 8.5, Hubby, 7.9.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's okay.
Never would have guessed it.
That's like the highest they've been cumulative in months.
True.
For sure.
And last one, Jason, the Garbage Man. We haven't seen Jason for a while. So that's a 10 banger. And that movie is also bleeping great.
Yes. It's a great movie.
Says okay. Jason, the Garbage
Jason,
Man.
Good to hear from you.
Yes.
Yeah. Where the hell are you?
Yeah.
Where
mark
you
yourself safe.
Where you
Jason?
Been, Jason? Where you been? It is time for a Tuesday edition, which means sip Bugaboo.
No
things
way.
That bother me.
Bugaboo Tuesday.
This is the best.
What's bothering Bill today? Let's find out in Bill's Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is a Bugaboo Tuesday. Things that bother Bill, and where are we going today, Bill?
Received quite a disturbing email the other day. It really has set me
you
back.
Emails? You're doing emails now?
I do emails, too. Yes, this is... I'm kind of very unhackable. People can't get to me. It's in Hotmail.
Oh.
I'm the only... I think there's only eight of us left.
Yes.
There's eight
good
people.
Good job,
maybe six.
And I stick with it.
Yeah.
When I give it out, I need your email address. You always hear kind of a... a little chuckle from the person you're talking to over the phone. Like, oh, wow.
Because you got Hotmail.
Things that bother me. I thought about a slight change up. If Sip's okay with it, vote right now. I was going to go back to Better Times.
Oh,
I'd go back to Better Times.
Better Times.
Yes.
Wow. I'm stunned.
I have a lack
Thank
of,
you for this.
I have a lack of support for the ability to retort the fabled school report.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
I have a lack of support for the ability to retort the fabled school report.
Did you do that in your garage?
I did in my garage last night. Yeah.
I just love the vision.
At 90 degrees.
At 90 degrees.
The vision of you sitting in your garage and writing this out.
Writing this headline. It all happened.
All right, keep going. I'm sorry.
All school reports are now in real time. I received the email. I needed time. You get the school reports now in real time. You get the report cards come via email, the full report cards. You get everything every day. If there is an assignment missing, you get that day about your child. That is horrible.
Oh, God.
Going back to Better Times.
Oh, God.
Me and Sip lived in a time. We had handwritten reports. They were handwritten report cards with notes on them. Handwritten, yes. Like that, twice a year. Mm-hmm. You got them at semester, and you got them at the end.
and that was it. It was not in real time. Twice a year is how it always. So you always had, when the grades came at midterm like that, you always had the wiggle room of like, you'd finally get them like 2 weeks later, and your parents would get them and be like going, yeah, that's 2 weeks ago. I'm all cleaned up now. Got it all taken care of. Everything's turned in. They had no idea. No one was checking. There wasn't an email
they
coming
do it
in.
Every day.
Every day you get an update. If there's a missing assignment, you get an email from a teacher that tells you that Gigi's one is down an assignment or something.
Not better times.
Not better times. Not that. The midterm was big. You know, now what? Like that.
Not
at the end
time.
Of the at the end of the day, also at that, they give you who got detentions that day.
Oh my God.
You know, like that. That was a hidden gem. It was like you knew you had detentions, you came home from school. How was school today like that?
Fine.
Any issues? No problems here.
Nope.
No can do. Oh really? I just got an email said you got a detention. Nope.
You're kidding me.
That was a test, by the way.
They sent you an email.
Yeah.
No, that didn't happen.
You know, we didn't.
There was no email.
We handled our business. I'm gonna tell you right now, I needed the wiggle room. I needed the wiggle room on grades. I needed it on discipline. I needed all of it.
You did just fine.
Now it's all in real time.
Good God.
Everything is sent to you in real time. Like that. We handled our business. There was no drama at home.
You know what I did? You know, I had a plan. Yeah. And it worked almost flawlessly. When it was time for report cards to come and parent-teacher conferences were attached to it, I would disappear.
Yeah.
I'd leave the house. Yeah. At 8 a.m. Mm. and I would not come back till 9.
Yeah.
And usually I just slither in and my mom wouldn't see me. And then days would go by and she'd just forget about any of my wrongdoings. My dad never found out about it. And I just, because parent-teacher conferences, you would get the day off from school or 2 days off from school. Mm. And I'd go to the Y for 14 hours.
Yeah.
I just disappear.
It's brilliant. The panic.
I just completely disappear.
The panic that went
out in the wild.
No, I disappear.
Right? The panic that went through my body when my parents went to parent teacher conference.
Oh, my God.
My dad. They got
Same.
Called, Monty Miller called him in fifth grade. They called him in. He had to go to the principal. My parents, both parents, my dad's a teacher, got called in and sat down with my parents without me and just said, Bill's an incredible leader. But right now he's leading everyone in the wrong direction. That happened in fifth grade. So I had to come home.
So it was good news, bad news.
Good news, bad news. Incredible leader. Yeah. He's leading everyone. I had to have the sit down. Had this, Bill, we need to see you. Again, I was nowhere to be found. I was in my room playing Nerf basketball. You know the little Nerf basketball hoop you hang up on the
court? Of course.
Playing, I did that too.
Play that for hours like that. So I'm in there. And I just knew it wasn't going to come home. There was never a time when it's like, wow, Bill, you're killing it. Never really came home that way. You just kind of tried to hope. Imagine if I was getting that in real time every day.
Oh, God.
Imagine that. And, it's not better times.
And you know, it was another time. I did this. I hope my mom probably never found out. And they don't mind now. I'm 58. There's a couple times where I got to they would mail your report card. And I was like, they can't see this. Yes. And I got to it before
them.
It. And you know, a lot of things go on in the world. And my mom was working. My dad's
people
working.
People were busy.
And they just didn't know. They just forgot. Know. They just never got the report card. I think it was fine.
Yeah. Got through it fine.
I got it before them.
Me and Steve both graduated. Did just fine.
Yeah, barely, but yeah.
Yeah, barely. Went to college. I got a master's degree.
You got a master's.
You got a master's degree.
Good job. I didn't.
I got everything but my PhD, but except for the paper. If I do my paper, I can maybe still get it.
Maybe you could do your PhD.
Maybe you could do it. Like that.
Wesleyan.
Yeah.
Be there Wesleyan PhD is serious business. I'm not joking around now.
I'll call him up this afternoon. Yeah, the chance of me doing that.
Better times.
Better times, Jake. Better times.
I wouldn't have survived in these times.
I couldn't have made it either. I couldn't have made it that work, living everything in real time.
Good God.
And then just
It'd be horrifying.
We do have some response.
Anything from the text line.
We got some text line response and YouTube response, by the way. First, because people said they have Hotmail. Two people said, yeah, they have Hotmail.
So nice.
You guys are three of the eight now.
Three of the eight. We know who they are. Thank you.
Three of the eight. The Texas Casanova says, I'm with you, Bill, also on Hotmail. Wife wants me to ditch my handle, but I'm Hotmail for life, or at least until they make me go away with it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Stick with it. In terms of detention, Ethan says, when I got detention, I would check the mail every day before my parents got home to get the notification slip and dispose of it like you did.
Smart move.
No one's hurt. That did not set anyone back in life.
D in geometry was never known.
No, never known.
Back in 2000, this is from unnamed texter, in high school, they would leave messages on the answering machine when you missed class, but you could just go delete it before your parents heard it when you went home.
Brilliant. That would be
better times.
Better times. better times. I couldn't imagine. I just knowing that everything that went wrong was getting emailed by the end of the day. I couldn't imagine what that would be like every single day. Knowing
is that really happened. Necessary?
Yes. I'd be palms up to him. Right. Do we really need to do that? Really need to do that? Say that
today?
I got 2 out of 10 on geology. I don't think we need to know that today. Then the wiggle room time like that. You get that. Finally, get like, no. That was 2 weeks ago. I'm all squared away now.
When I say better times, I mean better times. I mean,
last one here from YouTube. Moonbot says, "I just owned up to it as a kid. Bad grades. Sorry, Mom. I'm just dumb."
It's one way to do it, I guess.
But Moonbot, that's not.
I don't think I could have said it to my dad. Yeah. When it went over.
Would well. That? Plus, I had a lot of discipline issues. That was part of my problem.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, well, a lot of discipline issues.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Get to Nebraska, Wisconsin when we come back in early break on the ticket.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.